This is Jordan Seculo. Today on Jay Seculo Live, shocking, coming out of the Cleveland Clinic, an anti-Semitic Ohio doctor threatened to give Jewish patients, quote, the wrong meds. We'll talk about it today on Jay Seculo Live.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Time magazine says an Ohio doctor is fired for writing anti-Semitic tweets. Dozens of tweets from 2011 to 2013 emerged this week from Lara Kolab, a former supervised first-year resident at the Cleveland Clinic.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
In one tweet, she suggested that she would prescribe Jewish people the wrong medications. She also joked about the Holocaust and called Jewish people dogs. Her Twitter account has been deleted. The hospital said no patients have reported being harmed by her work.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
Fairly disturbing. Glad that some mainstream media has picked up on this. And a thank you to the Canary Mission, whose tagline is, if you're racist, the world should know. By the way, this doctor, first-year resident, Lara Kolab, is also an active member of the supposedly peaceful BDS movement against Israel, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. Doesn't sound like that from her tweets. Now, you heard in the news report that just opened up this tweet about purposefully, ha ha ha, ooh, I'll purposely give all the, and she uses an expletive, Jews the wrong meds. I'll give the Jews the wrong meds, is how I'll say it. On our screen, we show the word that she used, which is a derogatory term. She goes on to say, after repeated failed diplomacy, our aim is to defeat the Zionist state through force. So violence against Israel. Here's another tweet. May Allah take back and end the lives of the Jews so we stop being forced to go to those unclean ones. She calls Jewish people Jewish dogs. Calls for the destruction of the homes of Jews. Uses expletives there. Again, destroy the homes of the Jews. This is translated from Arabic. Allah will kill all the Jews. Again, this is just some of her tweets as she prepares to go to medical school. While she is in medical school, these tweets keep coming, by the way, in 2017, supporting terrorism. She trivializes the Holocaust. After this debate, I have to watch a movie on the Holocaust and write a paper on it. I'm going to be brutally unsympathetic. Sorry, not sorry, is the hashtag she uses. Now, she also compares the Israel and Jews to Nazis and to Nazi Germany, and she gets into BDS. It's funny how Zionists are trying to compare BDS with the Holocaust. If anything, you're the Nazis in this situation now. And there's a whole section of BDS tweets here, which is important to us because we combat that movement as an organization at the American Center for Law and Justice. And this exposes BDS as a movement that's not just some peaceful protest boycott movement, that is, in fact, supported by those who are violent, those who would willingly spend their education, go all the way through medical school, making comments about giving the wrong kind of medication to patients simply because they are Jewish. What do you think about this, folks? 1-800-684-3110. Happening at one of our nation's top medical research institutes and facilities at the Cleveland Clinic. They've had to issue an updated statement just yesterday. The individual was employed as a supervised first-year resident at our hospital from July to September of 2018. When we learned of the social media post, we took immediate action, conducted an internal review, and placed her on administrative leave. Her departure was related to those posts, and she has not worked at Cleveland Clinic since September. By the way, folks, we're not just telling you about this news. We're looking at what action can be taken with the medical board in Ohio, where she is certified. We've got our lawyers on that right now. So, Lara Kolab, you're on notice. We've got legal organizations now looking at what can be done. We want to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. How outraged are you that in 2019 we're dealing with these kind of anti-Semitic stories? 1-800-684-3110. We want to get your thoughts.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family, defending human life, standing up for our good friend Israel, working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington, battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world, and a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
The doctor, previously a first-year resident at the Cleveland Clinic, so I use that because I guess well known. I bet all of you know what the Cleveland Clinic is, and it's got offices and medical facilities now all across the country. Laura Kalab, she's no longer with the Cleveland Clinic. They fired her. They've had to kind of reassert that yet again in a press release yesterday that she was fired back in September of 2018 because of her social media comments, specifically those comments that were anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, starting off with while she was preparing an undergraduate as a pre-med student to go to medical school, ha, 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 ooh, I'll purposely give all the expletive removed, Jews the wrong meds. Now, you take a Hippocratic oath. I mean, that's like, when you get a license to practice law, you can't say, well, I'm gonna tell all those people, by the way, the wrong legal information. I'll get them all in trouble. You would lose your law license. So what do we believe here should happen likely? She should lose her medical license. And we're looking at whether or not what stage of the process she was in as this first year training license that she had from Ohio, how will this impact it and what can be done? So we're looking at all of the options on actually taking action. We're an action organization. I'd still report this news to you if there was news to report, but we'd move on if there wasn't action that the ACLJ wasn't looking at. So we've got a team of attorneys who've been looking at this since very late last night and already have been on a lot of phone calls about what can be done to combat what this individual has done to impact their life and potentially make sure that they don't practice medicine in the United States of America because of the comments that they have made. She has gone on to say, our aim is to defeat the Zionist state through force, so through violence. May Allah take back and end the lives of the Jews so we stop being forced to go to those unclean ones. She refers to Jewish people as Jewish dogs. Destroy the homes of the Jews. But I want to bring in Harry Hutchinson. She also says Allah will kill the Jews. I want to bring in Harry Hutchinson because she also is an ardent supporter of the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. She's first tweet about that was, it's funny how Zionists are trying to compare BDS with the Holocaust. If anything, you're the Nazis, talking about the Jewish people in the situation now. And then a whole line of BDS tweets later on throughout. But Harry, first, we'll go through some of those. But first, The idea is that the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement is supposed to be at least nonviolent. Here we have someone spouting the violence of terrorism, the hatred and anti-Semitism of Jews, willing to give Jewish medical patients the wrong medicine, which would injure them. I mean, it could cause a loss of life even, after taking a Hippocratic oath. And is also, surprise, surprise, a member of this supposedly peaceful boycott movement.
Absolutely. So if you look at the tweets in isolation, you will find that they are simply the tip of a virulent hatred, a hatred that fills an iceberg. It's important to note that BDS constitutes a sanitized version of violent hatred of the Jews. And so if you look at all of her tweets, for instance, she supports, for instance, giving the wrong medicine to Jews. That is a form of violence. And it's very important to note that BDS, the BDS movement, has spread to campuses, universities, even city councils. Last year, the city of Durham, North Carolina, set a repugnant precedent in support of BDS. The city council of Durham unanimously passed a resolution last year banning life-saving police exchanges and training between the city's police department and Israel. Why? Because the anti-Israel fringe organization, the Jewish Voice for Peace, claimed that sending police officers, American police officers, to Israel was simply cover for training those police officers to come back to the United States to terrorize and harm black and brown citizens in the United States. So this is pure fictional analysis, which covers up something that is deeply embedded in many of the proponents of BDS, which is hatred of Israel.
So interesting, because if you've been to Israel, you've seen the military walking around, you may notice there are African members of the military, Ethiopian Jews. So that's unique that they point out that, oh, anyone who would come back would, again, come back to target people with dark skin, considering Israel's welcome in an oppressed population in Africa, Ethiopian Jews who are African and have that. They do. I mean, you can – they are clearly Ethiopian but also of their Jewish heritage. And so, again, I just say that to make the point of the – there's so much propaganda, so much lies that are spread, always about the Jewish people. And I believe what we're doing here is not just giving you information about this one individual, but we are going to show you the power of the ACLJ, because we're not going to just report it. She's on notice now. She's been put on notice. She's been fired. But now a legal organization is looking at what can be done. And maybe what has already been done, we want to make sure to see if Ohio's taken any action as well, the medical board there. If people need to raise protests, if people need to put in any kind of information about this situation and the concern that someone operating with any kind of license from Ohio maybe gets a job in another hospital facility that isn't as well known as the Cleveland Clinic and is able to continue on a career like this, who is supposed to be someone who can save lives and help people, unless you're Jewish. Because if you're Jewish, she's willing to give you the wrong medicine, and she wants you to be destroyed, and she wants all the Jews to be killed. This is not the kind of people we want practicing medicine in the United States. I would imagine most American Muslims would not want other Muslims. She is Muslim and Palestinian. Would not want other American Muslim doctors like this to be representing them in the United States of America either. Let's go right to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. But she should be on notice. The ACLJ attorneys, a whole team of attorneys, are looking at how to potentially put an end to that medical career, or at least in Ohio where she is licensed, if it has not already been put to an end. So we've already got a team looking at that. Adam in California, online 3. Adam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello, thank you for having me. I enjoy your radio station and everything you guys are for. And I just want to say I'm proud of the fact that you guys are making it known when someone speaks out in this way, and that you are going to flex your abilities to make it known that they need to be reprimanded. And I'm very proud that you guys are doing that, because if you could start in a small place like that and then just move wherever it goes, you're going to prevent a lot of what they have intentions for that is evil when they're talking like that.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, this is, again, we're not just, it's not flexing our muscles in the sense of oh, see, we're so tough. We're a big legal organization that fights anti-Semitism, fights the BDS movement. And when we see something this grotesque, we can't just sit back and report it as, oh, this is horrible. We can't just sit back and say, it's great that the Cleveland Clinic did the right thing and ultimately fired her. We have to make sure she's ultimately doesn't get jobs in other, is not able to continue on as much as we can, by the way. We don't have full control over that. But utilize every tool we have possible to put in complaints with the medical board in Ohio, where she's gotten her initial license to practice at this initial level, to make it very difficult for her to ever practice medicine in the United States. Let's go back to the phones. Dwayne calling from Colorado online too. Dwayne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jordan. Thank you for taking my call. First, I want to say to you guys, thank you for everything the ACLJ does. You and your dad and your whole staff and your whole crew all over the world. You keep Christians like us informed about just how bad things really are in the world. And I support you financially. But I need to know, okay, thank you guys for defending all this. What else can we as Christians do to let our maybe non-Christians friends know and other Christians? How else can we help you guys fight this?
We're going to get this story. We're going to start sharing this story right now on radio. So you can share the radio broadcast. We post it every day at ACLJ.org. We post a recap as well. We'll get blogs up on this as well. So start. What we want to do today was to start to get the information out. Then you can share it with your friends and family as well. So this is you're hearing it first on radio through Facebook and Periscope. Then we'll get a show recap that will have the information there, links up in it, a blog up that will have links up in it, and we'll continue to update you with the action items that you can take as well. So we just wanted to get right out with this information, because when you have someone out there with a entry-level medical license who says, I want to give Jews the wrong meds, I mean, that is very scary in 2018. And by the way, they're tied to a movement we're in a battle against all the time, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. It's supposed to be a peaceful protest movement, right? Wrong. The people tied to it support terrorism, support violence against Jews. And Laura Kalav is just one of those, a med student who gets the medical school degree, gets the license, goes on to practice medicine for a few months at the Cleveland Clinic before she is found out. We'll be right back on the show.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
Folks, if you are just joining us, Congress is coming back into the new Congress is swearing in. I want to go to Than Bennett in Washington, D.C., and we'll get right back to this news about this doctor who has been fired by the Cleveland Clinic and what action we are taking after her anti-Semitic comments, anti-Jewish, anti-Israel, calling for death, violence against Jews, even using medicine, the wrong medicine, prescribing the wrong medicine to Jews. But Than, in Washington right now, Vice President Pence swearing in new senators to the new Congress. What do we expect? There is also some news on abortion, actually, coming into this as well with the Mexico City policy. Tell people about it.
Yeah, the United States Senate, Jordan, will be largely procedural today. You're right. They're swearing in senators as we speak. Vice President Pence is in the chair to do that. In the United States House, though, there's going to be some substantive business. It's going to take some time to get through some of the formalities. Nancy Pelosi's about ready to be nominated as speaker, and then they'll have to take the manual roll call to actually elect her as speaker. Then they have to adopt the rules of the House, et cetera. But, Jordan, later today, they're going to move to consideration of the two bills we talked about yesterday. One, to try to open up all of the government, except for the Department of Homeland Security, and then a second one to give a five-week continuing resolution for the Department of Homeland Security with no new wall funding. So neither of those bills are going to break this impasse. The partial government shutdown is going to continue. But Jordan, inside those two bills, even though Nancy Pelosi told you that those were merely to open the government for a limited amount of time, nothing controversial in them, inside them are a couple of abortion-related items. Of course, you couldn't push a bill to the floor of the House without advancing some abortion priorities. They want to add another $5 million to the United Nations Population Fund, which, of course, is engaged in coercive abortion and forced sterilizations. Jordan, they also want to roll back President Trump's expansion of the Mexico City policy, which, among other things, says that you can't use federal taxpayer dollars for abortion practices. And, of course, President Trump, to his great credit, expanded that beyond family planning programs to all federal dollars overseas. So in this very first bill that Nancy Pelosi put forward, and she told the media it was just to open the government again, two of her highest abortion priorities, they were snuck in there, Jordan. They'll be voting on them later this afternoon on the floor of the House.
So again, another reason for those to be dead on arrival at the U.S. Senate, Than, another reason why Mitch McConnell and the president have said, no way we're considering these.
They aren't real offers, Jordan. And they're not a real offer on security. They're not a real offer on the wall. And they're not a real offer on funding the government because, again, they roll back long-term protections on abortion. And not only President Trump's expansion of those, but long-term protections against the use of taxpayer dollars. Something, Jordan, by the way, that Republicans and Democrats, to the tune of about two-thirds of the voters, oppose their tax dollars being used for.
All right, folks, we'll keep you updated again on the government shutdown, on the new Congress and plans. If there's any kind of compromise legislation push forward, we will keep you updated. Than Bennett's in Washington, D.C., following everything. And we'll do that throughout the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Just to remind you, Laura Kalab graduates medical school, begins her residency, so she gets licensed at the Cleveland Clinic. This is someone who tweeted, I'll purposely give all the, she uses an expletive derogatory term for Jews. So I'll purposely give all the Jews the wrong meds. That's one of the tweets. After repeated failed diplomacy, our aim is to defeat the Zionist state through force. May Allah take back and end the lives of the Jews so we stop being forced to go to those unclean ones. She calls Jewish people Jewish dogs, says destroy the homes of the Jews. She says Allah will kill the Jews. She is unsympathetic to the Holocaust. Sorry, not sorry is her hashtag. She's a BDS member who said it's funny how Zionists are trying to compare BDS with the Holocaust. If anything, you're the Nazis in the situation now talking about Jews. She's interesting. She says, tell me what makes Israel's We Must Remain a Jewish State obsession any less disturbing than Hitler's obsession with a pure white nation. I'd say it's her tweets right there that there has to be a Jewish state for Jewish people because there are so many millions, unfortunately, who share the same views that Laura Kalab, this doctor, I don't even like using that term, in Ohio, who has been fired by the Cleveland Clinic, and BDS activists has used about Jews as well. We're taking phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So here's what Ohio has said, their medical board. Ms. Kalab was issued a medical training certificate by the state in July of 2018. That certificate cannot be used unless she's working for the clinic, according to a spokesperson for the state medical board. Ohio training certificates are only valid as long as the individual is actively part of a program, which was indicated on the training certificate application by the supervising entity. Pollock, who's the spokesperson for the Ohio Medical Board, said that a training certificate may remain active online while the board conducts complaint investigations against individuals, and she could not confirm if the state was actually investigating Kalab because all complaints and investigations of the state medical board are confidential. That does not mean, however, that we cannot submit our own complaints and look at other legal avenues and options as well, because this is a licensing matter. So it is a legal matter in that sense, and the ACLJ, let me promise you, we have got a team of lawyers on this since last night, working as I speak to you on radio right now, working on every option possible to make sure Laura Kalab does not practice medicine in the United States of America and be given the opportunity to hurt patients who may happen to be Jewish, because that's what she has tweeted out. And by the way, I don't see any apologies from her or statements saying these were stupid statements or dumb, and I would never do something like nothing like that yet from her at all. Hardcore, violent Palestinian, supporting violence at least, Palestinian activist, but also Harry part of the BDS movement. You know, part of this so-called just a boycott movement, a divestment and a sanctions movement, not a violent movement.
Absolutely. So I think if you look at Dr. Laura Kalab's statements, it exposes BDS for what it is. Essentially, it has a veneer, a patina, that suggests that it is nonviolent, that they just want to boycott, that they just want to divest. But the reality is, below the surface, what we're talking about is virulent anti-Jewish hatred and hatred of the state of Israel. And this hatred has been fanned by the United Nations and by elites on university campuses throughout the world and in the United States. And so we need eternal vigilance to confront and to delegitimize the BDS movement and to show the American people what the BDS movement is actually truly about. It is about one thing, the delegitimization of the state of Israel and basically ending the Jewish state.
Folks, if you can believe it, there's more tweets tying her even to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is that entity that fires rockets from Gaza into Israel, and her tweets standing with those radicals. The information continues. We are not just reporting this. And I want to get your phone calls. I'd love to hear from doctors and medical professionals as well. 1-800-684-3110. Give us a call if you're in the medical profession, nursing and medicine. Could you imagine making statements like this and continuing on in that career field? 1-800-684-3110. And look for more information at aclj.org as we look at steps we can take, action we can take to stop this.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Become a member and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org.
live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Time Magazine says an Ohio doctor is fired for writing anti-Semitic tweets. Dozens of tweets from 2011 to 2013 emerged this week from Lara Kolab, a former supervised first-year resident at the Cleveland Clinic. In one tweet, she suggested that she would prescribe Jewish people the wrong medication.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
You heard it right, folks. Let me just repeat it for you if you're just joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast. Lara Kolab is a first-year resident at the Cleveland Clinic. She's now been fired. Thankfully, in the Cleveland Clinic, we've read their statement. They had to put out a new statement even as of yesterday because this is starting to get so much attention. And while there's most of the mainstream media right now is covering the Senate floor and the House floor and Nancy Pelosi becoming speaker, we didn't want you to miss out on this news because we are planning to take action and looking at all the action we can take in this story. This is an anti-Semitic Ohio doctor who threatened to give Jewish patients, quote, the wrong meds. She wouldn't even use the word Jewish, by the way. She used a derogatory term I will not repeat on radio to describe Jews. She tweeted out things like, kill all the Jews, may Allah kill all the Jews. She's shown sympathy to specific terrorists, Qadir Anan. She tweeted, Qadir Anan is dying so we can live. Qadir Anan is a senior member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad who praised and encouraged suicide bombings. He is quoted as saying, who among you will carry the next explosive belt? Who among you will fire the next bullets? Who among you will have his body parts blown all over? She's referenced him dying while he was on a hunger strike after he was apprehended by the Israeli Defense Forces. These are the kind of individuals she sees as heroes. This is, you know, when you see that ISIS was running medical clinics and had doctors, and you wonder how could they have doctors that would help one people. On the other hand, they're crucifying people, cutting people's heads off, and tearing people's limbs off. It's in our own country. We have people that would be doctors who still hold these kind of views. And by the way, the American Muslim community should speak up because this is absurd. There are plenty of great American Muslim doctors in America, in the United States, who would never share these kind of views, and I'm sure are just as these views are just as abhorrent to them. But this is not someone you want to be representative of you. So they need to speak up very quickly. You know, I don't want to get groups like CARE saying, oh, she's being mistreated. They should be condemning the action she took and calling, just like we are, to make sure that she never is able to practice medicine, not in Ohio and not anywhere else in the United States of America. Let's go back to the phones. Joe in Virginia on line two. Joe, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thanks for having me on. So I just had one question and a comment. So my question is, what possible legal ramifications could she face? I understand, you know, she probably won't practice medicine in the United States. But what kind of legal repercussions are there in this? And also another thing I want to highlight
was... Let's not take that, Joe, as a given, by the way. I think no one says anything. There's nothing against another medical institution sponsoring her. Maybe a community in need, maybe one that doesn't have as high a standards as Cleveland Clinic, isn't as well known, who's always, you know, looking for doctors. She may be coming in at a lower price point at this point. Who would continue to sponsor? So Joe, don't take it as a given that she'll definitely lose her ability to practice medicine. We're going to look at that and how we can assist and fight and with that, you know, the medical board in Ohio, see what we can do to work with them on this matter. As we go into this next break, we continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. I want to hear from medical professionals. We've got some calling in as well who I just want to hear their response. I mean, to me, it's shocking that someone with this much hatred want to even go into this field. But yet here we have an example of it right here in the United States of America. Not Syria, not Iran, not Iraq, not Saudi Arabia, Ohio. You know, I mean, right here in the United States, in America's heartland, you have a doctor who is at the Cleveland Clinic who is tweeting out that she would give the wrong medication to Jews on purpose and tweeting out, kill all the Jews. We'll be right back on Jay Sekulow Live. More information at ACLJ.org.
It's a critical time for our nation and for the world. With so many challenges facing our country, the work of the American Center for Law and Justice has never been more important than right now. At the ACLJ, we're engaging the issues that matter most to you and your family. Defending human life. Standing up for our good friend Israel. Working to uncover the deep state, the massive corruption in Washington. Battling to end the genocide of Christians in many parts of the world. And a firm commitment to back constitutional efforts to protect our country from radical Islamic terrorists. You can learn more about the mission and work of the ACLJ online at aclj.org. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ, become a member, and make a difference as we work to protect your constitutional and religious freedoms. You can become a member of the ACLJ online. Sign up right now, aclj.org. It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
You know, we were fighting at the UN on a resolution that was about to pass to condemn Hamas and their violence against Israel. It didn't pass because a two-thirds vote requirement was put in at the last minute by Kuwait. Thank you, Kuwait, after we saved you from being overrun by Saddam Hussein and probably a massacre of your people. You did this to the United States in this resolution, which when it was voted on, would have passed a normal General Assembly vote, but because of the two-thirds requirement, did not. Now, that's at the international level. And you think, okay, they're a lot more anti-Israel there. We talk about that all the time at JSecio Live. Anti-Israel sentiment at the United Nations. How about at the Cleveland Clinic? How about in America's medical schools and our young doctors tweeting about Hamas? Okay, so this is again going back to Dr. Laura Kalab, who is facing some serious trouble now, we believe, with the Ohio Medical Board, but we're going to make sure she does at the ACLJ, putting her on notice, putting the board on notice as well, that a large legal organization in America has taken the information put together by the Canary Project to expose racism, because of course she deleted her Twitter account after she got fired, thinking that no one would be able to find these tweets. Guess what? It's on the internet, and it has been logged. July 21st, 2014, she tweeted that realized that Hamas was created in response to decades of brutal oppression with a stated goal of ending that oppression. Okay, but then another user on Twitter actually challenges her in notes and claims that, you know, in Hamas's charter, it says their goal is to destroy Israel and all Jews. And she writes back, "Stop exploiting the Holocaust to justify killing babies. Hamas says nothing about all Jews. It's about injustice." Now, she's ignoring the Hamas charter. It does say, go find the Jew and kill them wherever you can find them. Not just go kill the Israeli or Zionist. In the Hamas charter, it says, kill, destroy Israel and all Jews. And the Hamas charter was even tweeted to her, a link through Yale's website that tracks Hamas, just a reporting site on Hamas, not a partisan site. And then she wrote on and said, it shouldn't even be a big news that Hamas's leader said that. Hamas exists because of occupation. So she goes back to then say, it's not even a big deal that Hamas's leader said to kill all the Jews, Harry. And this is someone that was walking around the Cleveland Clinic as a doctor, first year, monitored resident, but still as a doctor in the United States of America, who also claim to be part of a peaceful movement, the BDS movement. So we're trying to show you that these movements actually work together. These terrorist movements, those who, and she certainly supported terrorism, not calling her a terrorist, but she supported terrorists like the Palestinian Islamic Jihad and Hamas. And she supported violent action against individuals and citizens of Israel, including statements like kill all of the Jews. But she also was a proud member of the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement.
Absolutely. So it's important to note that the BDS movement is a movement which literally denies history. It denies world history. It denies biblical history. But it also denies the history of the origin of Hamas. And so organizations like Hamas are essentially aligned with the BDS movement, and they have captured and captivated numerous Americans, particularly in professional and elite circles. And as a consequence, BDS presents itself as a moderate voice in support of the Palestinian people. Well, it's not terribly moderate to deny human history and to support efforts which would essentially eliminate the Jewish state and drive all Jews into the sea. And so Dr. Kolob has aligned herself essentially with terrorism and terrorists. I'm not saying she is a terrorist, but it's important to note that she does support, or at least according to her Twitter feed, did support efforts to harm Jews.
We've got the Hamas charter. Here it is, that she denied saying killing all the Jews, and then said, well, why wouldn't they say? Who could blame them for saying kill all the Jews? This is Hamas Charter, Article 7. The Prophet, Allah bless him and grant him salvation, has said the day of judgment will come until all will not come until all Muslims fight the Jews, killing the Jews. When the Jew will hide behind stones and trees, the stones and trees will say, oh Muslims, oh Abdullah, there is a Jew behind me. Come and kill him. Their preamble in Hamas's charter is, our struggle against the Jews is very great and very serious. It needs all sincere efforts. It is a step that inevitably should be followed by other steps. What are those other steps? The killing of all the Jews. I wanted to go. We asked to hear from medical professionals, doctors, nurses. They are calling in droves to talk to us. I want to talk to them. Kelly in California on line 4. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, first I want to say thank God for the ACLJ and bringing a light to this. As a nurse, this really upsets me. And the next time any of you see nurses, thank them because they're the advocate for the patient. And when that doctor writes an order, it's the nurse's responsibility to make sure that that order is correct, not only ordered right for the right patient, the right time, the right avenue and how to give it. And a really astute nurse will find out if their doctor is ordering something that's not correct. But what upsets me is, okay, how do you give this person a license when their first order of business is the Hippocratic Oath, and that's to do no harm?
Yep.
So she should be stripped of it. And you don't go into this business to harm people or to look at another person like they're inhuman. I'm a nurse in an inner city trauma center in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah.
I have pedophiles come in. I got people who murder other people come in.
Yeah.
I don't look at them as murderers and pedophiles. They're a patient.
They
come across my table, and I look at them as a human being. I'm not there to judge them. And so, you know, this is completely against anything that is this profession. And, you know, I'm glad you're bringing light to it. I'm pretty sure that there's other people that aren't exposed that think that way. But, you know, kiss a nurse next time you see one because they're the ones that are the advocates for these patients.
Yeah, people don't know that a lot of times, especially in those emergency room situations, how much the nurses do, Kelly, and how much they are a check on, you know, doctors. I'm going to say doctors who are very busy also in those situations, running around trying to help as many people as possible. And it is nurses who step in and make sure things are progressing the right way. And that may be the reason why Cleveland Clinic was able to say there were no reports of any patient harm by this former resident, because maybe people had to step in or did step in before anything could be done or misprescribed, even by a first-year supervised resident. It seemed like there were multiple safeguards in place there by people like you, Shelley, like nurses calling in. Let's take another phone call. 1-800-684-3110. Linda in Connecticut on line one. Linda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Linda.
I pretty much align with what Kelly from California was just saying.
Yeah.
The Hippocratic Oath is not only a swear, but it's a contract between the physician and the patient. It's to do no harm. That's like the first thing that you learn. And I think that her license should be stripped from her. She should never be able to treat anyone. The mere fact that she would voice this out loud.
Yeah.
I work in a very diverse hospital, Yale, in Connecticut.
Yeah.
We have a lot of diversity in our medical team, and I've never heard that. Whether people think that or not, I wouldn't know. But it's just appalling and shocking, and I can't even imagine that she should be able to keep her license, to even verbalize that out loud. It's shocking.
We're going to follow this very carefully, Linda, about whether or not she keeps this license or whether her medical career ends very early with this temporary training license that she received in Ohio after, I'm sure, passing all the exams she needed to pass and do all of that. Do you have an interesting call? Let's take this one before the break, line two as well, because you got to explain the differences here between speech and the consequences of your speech. Karen in Florida on line two, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. This is just for my own clarification. Her speech is repugnant. What she said was terrible, but isn't it constitutionally protected, or does it qualify as hate speech?
Well, you can't say to kill people. You cannot actively say that I'm going to violate the law and give people the wrong medicine. That is not protected free speech, Gary.
I think that's absolutely correct. It's also important to note that some of her tweets might indeed be protected by free speech, the First Amendment of the Constitution, but that does not protect her from consequences. Right. And so one of the things that we are pushing for is that she should face consequences and she should lose her license.
I mean, think about this. Our producer noted that doctors had to treat one of the Boston bombers, one of the Sarnet brothers, after he was captured. And they did a good job and a great job because their job is to do no harm. It's not to take it out on the person on the table or even think about who that person is on the table. It's to forget that, focus on the body, the human being, and getting them back up to as healthy as possible. We'll take more of your phone calls, the final segment of the broadcast, reminding you, the ACLJ, we are not just talking about this. A team of attorneys is working on this since last night as we speak. Go to ACLJ.org. Stay updated on the issue.
It's a historic move. Now the United States has moved its embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, Israel's true capital. The state of Israel and its very right to exist is a linchpin issue not only in the Middle East, but represents a critical issue to the world at large. Israel is facing unprecedented challenges. Enemies abound. ISIS, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran all pledge to wipe Israel from the face of the earth. In his new book, New York Times bestselling author Jay Sekulow presents a powerful political and historical rationale for the existence of Israel as a sovereign nation. Jerusalem, a biblical and historical case for the Jewish capital, presents clear, irrefutable evidence to remove any doubt about Israel's right to exist. And the book dispels legal myths purported by Israel's enemies. Get your copy today, Jerusalem, a Biblical and Historical Case for the Jewish Capital. Available now at Amazon or Barnes & Noble. It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Because of the many ACLJ members who stand with us, we've seen great success over the years as we engage in legal, legislative, and cultural issues that matter most to you and your families. The ACLJ is on the front lines when it comes to protecting your freedoms, defending Christians and their faith in this country and abroad, standing up for human life, battling big abortion, and working to cut off taxpayer funding of Planned Parenthood. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture, and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.
the name Laura Kalab and check out ACLJ.org later today. I'm sure the radio broadcast tomorrow, as we've got a team of attorneys looking at what we need to do with the Ohio Medical Board to ensure as much as possible that this doctor is no longer able to perform and treat and get another position as a medical trainee. She's finished medical school. She was in her first year residency at the well-known Cleveland Clinic. They fired her. They had to put out a new statement yesterday just clarifying that they had fired her, making clear that no one had gotten hurt by her. Think about that. Just think about that, having to come out from the Cleveland Clinic because of her social media post. This is a doctor who tweeted she would give Jews the wrong medications. She's tweeted to kill all the Jews. She's tweeted to destroy all Jewish homes. She's tweeted support for Palestinian Islamic Jihad terrorists, for Hamas and the Hamas charter. I mean, it doesn't. After you tweet out things like kill all the Jews, I don't know if I even need to keep going through all of your Twitter, except for she's also part of the BDS movement that we have combated so aggressively as well. I want to go to Deborah in South Carolina, who's a patient right now at the Cleveland Clinic. Deborah, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Welcome to you too, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I just got off the phone with the executives at Cleveland Clinic because I'm a patient there. She worked in internal medicine from July through September, and they never let her alone with patients. There was always double and triple checking all the work she had done. And in the pharmacy, anything that was prescribed was double and triple checked by the pharmacy, because I do go to internal medicine. That's one of the departments that I had to see. And I was concerned because it said Cleveland Clinic, but it didn't say what department she worked for,
right,
but was working in. And because I have multiple doctors, like I have a staff of like five or six doctors that are taking care of me, I wanted to know for sure where she at, who she with, what she's doing, and what precautions have been taken. Have I been exposed to her? And so I just called directly to the top of the line and got the answers.
Well, that's excellent, so Deborah. And let me appreciate you while you're going through treatment at Cleveland Clinic for taking the time to do that while we're on the broadcast today. And I think people like you at the clinic voicing your concern about it, and there's so many patients at the Cleveland Clinic for various reasons, voicing their concerns about this is not a bad thing, because this is going to be coming before the medical board in Ohio. It's not clear yet because the way it works there, if it's being investigated, if she could have her license revoked. We're doing that work as well at the ACLJ legally, looking at that as well. I want to go back. More phone calls come in. That's what we do in this segment. Joanne calling in from Ohio on line four. Joanne's taking some grassroots action as well. Joanne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Joanne.
I do have a question before I make my comment.
Sure.
Is she an American citizen?
Yes.
She is, so we can't deport her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's no indication this is someone who is here as a student on a student visa. I think her family lives here, and that's in the stories about her. Her family lives in Ohio.
Yes. Well, I have called the Cleveland Clinic and told them that if she was illegal and they were responsible for bringing her here, that they needed to be responsible for taking her back. I have also called the State Medical Board and
yep.
asked them if they are going to revoke her license, and they wouldn't give me an answer.
Yeah, if there's an investigation ongoing, that would be private. The way they tried to spin it as, unless she has another sponsoring hospital, she can't practice with this. They don't say she doesn't have another sponsoring hospital, though, and they can't confirm if it's being investigated. So, Joanne, I appreciate what you're doing. We are going to get to the bottom of this as well, Harry. You saw it coming in. Since late last night, our attorneys are on this.
Absolutely. And so this misbehavior or potential misbehavior by Dr. Kalab demands an investigation. And I would say, in response to what some of the other callers have said, that the Cleveland Clinic's behavior in this particular case is consistent with the Hippocratic Oath. But Dr. Kolob's behavior and her tweets are inconsistent with the Hippocratic Oath, which says, do no harm. Instead, she appears to be prepared to inflict harm. And yeah. So the Ohio State Board of Licensure needs to take immediate action, an unconditional action, which revokes her license to practice medicine, at least in the state of Ohio.
Mildred is calling in from Washington State on line three. Mildred, welcome to JSEC Hill Live. Hey, Mildred, are you there? Looks like Mildred may not be able to check. Shelley calling from Maryland on line five. Shelley, welcome to JSEC Hill Live.
Well, first of all, I'm so grateful you're going after this.
Thank you.
And I totally concur with everything that's being said. However, I am in the state of Maryland, and I can tell you this. The only concern, I think Professor Harry answered my question, but I don't know if I really got it clarified. In the state of Maryland, they do look at your Facebook accounts.
Yeah.
They do review things to make sure, and employers are using that for political gain. So if you're not extreme left and you are a conservative, you do not get hired. That is happening.
Yeah, I get the abuse that could be used here, but Twitter typically, these are public profiles, very easy to look up. And again, no, that's a different employer. You know, if you feel like you weren't hired because your political views, you have legal options to take, legal actions to take. That is different than a doctor making statements online about killing a certain group of people, about prescribing the wrong medication to hurt a specific group of people, and that being used as a reason for termination. So again, it's the new world we live in. But no, you should not be, and there's a careful balance. But if you feel like you didn't get a job or a position because of your political beliefs, mainstream political beliefs of Republican or Democrat, then you have legal options available to you, and you should contact an employment attorney. Listen, we're not done with this. We are just getting started on Lisa Kolob's matter. So she's on notice, I hope, after today. We have picked up on this story, and we are not just reading you the news. We're not just giving you the news. We wanted to update you about it today because it's pretty shocking to hear. And now we're going to start giving you the next steps of the broadcast. Will be tomorrow's broadcast, later on this weekend through ACLJ.org, what actions and steps we will take. Some of those may be public that we can talk about. Some may be private that we won't talk about. But we've got a team of attorneys working on it right now. Know that. Stay updated at ACLJ.org. Very quickly, I want to go to Than Bitt in Washington, D.C. Than, what is happening with the new Congress today? We'll get the leadership. Nancy Pelosi likely elected Speaker of the House. But the shutdown and the partial shutdown continues.
Yeah, it's going to continue. That vote for Speaker Pelosi is taking place right now, Jordan. It will probably take the next hour or so. But later today, they're going to be considering the two bills to open the government back up, to not fund President Trump's border wall, and, Jordan, to add money to international abortion priorities. That is a bill that will not survive in the United States Senate. Mitch McConnell has already said he won't take it up. And, of course, the president wouldn't sign it. It's not a serious offer, Jordan. So until they come to the table and begin negotiating, which, who knows, maybe Nancy Pelosi will after she survives this Speaker vote. But as of now, Jordan, no progress has been made towards a deal.
And we're working with our government affairs team to work with all those new members of Congress, new senators as well. Than's working on a letter we were working on last night, reaching out to all of those new senators first, welcoming them to Washington, some we have good relationships with. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It has been our mission for nearly 30 years. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. There's not a better time for you to join the American Center for Law and Justice. By standing with us, you can make a tremendous difference in our country and our culture and the ongoing fight for freedom. Become an ACLJ member today. It's easy to do. Just go online, sign up at aclj.org.